We've been talking about D-Day throughout the program today, but here is a story that took place after D-Day. A terrorist man landed on the beaches of Normandy just after D-Day, and the war, of course, was still raging. For Sandy Sandals, it was just the beginning. The terrorist resident was next sent to Tilly-la-Campagne in France, and he told me what happened next.
We got off to a bad start. Our platoon got pretty well wiped out because either a short shell or a landmine, something went off and killed or wounded most of us.
So you lost most of the people around you?
I was knocked flat, and I don't know how long I was out. So I thought anybody that was left as advanced as we were told to. So I just went on my own towards the objective, Tilly. And I got there. There was no one there but Germans.
So you were by yourself at that point and wounded.
That's right. There was
nothing but Germans in front of you.
That's right. Not that I could see or hear.
What was going through your mind?
Oh, to my mind at that time, it was how I was going to get the heck out of there.
Did you have any ideas?
No. Germans were shooting parachute flares up in the air, so it was as bright as day. I couldn't see how I was going to get out of there. I thought you'd just wait until things calmed down or they quit shooting flares over me. But they never did, so eventually they just, a couple of Germans came around where I was lying. I was lying down behind a pile of empty 88-millimeter shells where the Germans had had a artillery piece there, and there was a stack of empty shell casings, and I was laying behind that out of sight as best I could. And I was quite hoping to be able to head back to where I came from, but I never managed.
And you were wounded at the time. What had happened to you?
Slightly wounded, walking wounded. Then the guy knew we were Canadians, and he said, "Come on, come in Canada." And so I had no other choice. I was there with a rifle, and there a couple of them there with automatic weapons. So I had no choice but to give up.
You were a prisoner of war for a long time.
No, 9 months.
What was that like?
Well, let's say I was hungry for 9 months. Soup, usually, and a chunk of bread.
When you were imprisoned for this length of time, did you ever wish that you had never joined the war effort?
No, I suppose I was thinking so at the time, but no, not really. I was trained for what I was there for, when you think back now, there's not much you can do to change the picture. I probably could have tried running back, but I crawled all the way up to my objective, where I was supposed to be. And there wasn't much I could do, and I got there. There was nobody there but me and the Germans. So
how do you think we should remember the Second World War as Canadians in the decades to come?
Well, I just think of all of my buddies that I trained with are dead. don't bother if there's another world war, stay out of it. It's a horrible experience.
That is Sandy Sandals recalling his experience in World War II. He was a POW, prisoner of war, for 9 months. And today he will be honored, along with other Canadian war vets, by the French government with the National Order of the Legion of Honor. There will be a special ceremony for Sandals and four other Terrace veterans later today in Terrace at the Cenotaph in front of City Hall. And it will be a wreath laying that takes place at 4 p.m.